Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting another company update today, this time from Metalla Royalty and Streaming, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange and on the NYSE under the symbol MTA. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Brent Heath. Now, Brent, I first just want to take a close look at the recent trading in Metalla. Over the last about 4 weeks, we've seen about $50 million worth of shares trade hands. It's been a big volume spike. This is all coming very shortly after the company completed a financing. It was a unique financing, one that you and I talked about in a prior interview. Brett, what insights can you give us on this increase in volume and activity for the Metalla shares?
Sure. And thanks, Corey, for having me back on. So about a month ago, or just under a month ago, we announced a really big transaction, which was the acquisition of a wharf royalty that we worked on in connection with Coeur Mining. And as part of that deal, we also announced a secondary of just over $20 million. And, going into that, with these types of bought transactions from the banks, sometimes you get a portion of the investors that show up for those types of offerings as more short-term oriented. And so, we understood going into it that it was kind of a necessary thing to do in order to complete the deal, which is going to, we believe, over the long term, put the company on a much, much stronger kind of profile and position going forward. But what we saw was truly remarkable, because the deal was about $20 million US, and we've traded upwards of $50 million US over the last month or so. And what that tells you is that there's significant demand for our stock at these valuations. And what it also tells you when you see this much stock turned over is that we now have what we believe is a concrete floor that we're ready to build off of. And, we've done this a few different times over the last 4 years. If you look at our chart, pull up a 3-, 4-, 5-year chart of Metalla and take a look at it, and take a look at kind of these consolidation periods that we've gone through. And usually the result after them is we continue to grow and add a number of very accretive acquisitions through these consolidations. What we're doing is we're increasing the value of the company while the share price is kind of turning over a lot of stock. Now, a lot of those shareholders are selling for various reasons, but most of them have made a lot of money. And so we're happy to make shareholders money, and we're happy to give them liquidity to take profits. But what happens is, as we grow the company, we kind of move into these different phases of our life cycle. A lot of times we move out a large chunk of the retail holders that have made, 200%, 300%, 400%, 500% on the position that they've held our stock. And we move in bigger institutions that are looking to come in at these valuations as we take the company to much higher levels. So we're really excited about kind of where it is today. We think that the company is just in a great position at a pretty remarkable valuation for the royalty business. And we think we're going to have a pretty action-packed rest of 2020.
So, Brett, one of the other aspects about higher volume, too, is that it does open up the opportunity for the company to get included into a couple of the precious metals-focused ETFs. I know that's been a goal of the company. It's a goal of a lot of companies, actually, especially early on in a bull market. Any updates on the progress on this front?
Yes. So thank you for pointing that out. So another benefit, or really kind of another objective that we had as part of that transaction with Coeur and the secondary and the acquisition of the wharf mine, was to increase liquidity. We had a lot of our stock. Coeur held upwards of 20% at the time when we did the deal. They were just under 15% of the company. They held that stock for 3 years. We crossed a few blocks to some big institutions that we use as kind of inventory, but they were, great shareholders for the 3 years. And we needed that extra liquidity to really kind of get us into these different ETFs. And that is where, if you look at kind of the macro side of how investing is done these days and where it's kind of continuing to go, it's becoming much more passive. And so being able to get into some of these ETFs is a huge advantage for investors, and it's really important for the companies as they grow to be able to look at different ways to position the company to get in. And so we're really happy after we announced this deal, we saw that the Silver Junior ETF, the ticker is SILJ. They currently own just under 170,000 shares. We are seeing some heavy inflows into the Silver Junior ETF as we've just seen silver break out. So couldn't have been a better time for us to be able to get into this one. We think silver is looking like it's breaking out right now. Metalla still has a very large portion exposure to silver and silver production, with a number of our royalties and streams that we have in place. And we feel this is going to be a very a very attractive ETF for investors to get into. And as they do, we see kind of them continuing to be a force behind the market as we go forward. So that was the first ETF. And we're really happy to see that kind of as a result of the higher liquidity that we've been able to generate through the secondary. And there's a lot more there that we feel are right behind it. And we feel that, this is going to be a big part of really this next phase revaluation, because as these bigger ETFs, as we get on their radar and they start buying, they got to buy a lot of stock. So we definitely wanted to make sure that we put our shareholders in position to be able to have those types of benefits. And really, it's a story where you get one ETF, and it's almost like a domino effect, because each one that starts to buy your stock increases your liquidity even further, puts you in range to get into the next one and the next one and the next one. And these ETFs love royalty companies. So seeing the first one go is very exciting.
Quick comment too, SILJ, that's a silver-focused ETF. I realize that you are a precious metals royalty company, but what is the balance of silver that you guys at least generate revenue-wise?
So revenue-wise, we're actually heavily weighted towards silver. We've got the new Luika silver stream, which is in production, which is 100% silver. It's a silver stream. And then we have the Joaquin and Cozy royalty, which are ramping up production, and Joaquin is almost all silver. Cozy is about half gold, half silver. And then we recently picked up the Wharf, which is all gold, which gives us a little bit more weighting in gold. But, three out of the four producing operations right now are weighted towards silver, or at least half and half silver. And from a NAV perspective, we're still kind of in the 30 to 40% range. So I would say a pretty significant amount of silver in what's even more exciting from kind of near-term production and cash flow perspective, all the way to some really solid development assets. Like I said, we're precious metals focused. We don't necessarily try to be overweight in silver or gold, but we try to be overweight in great assets with great counterparties that are going to experience growth. And we feel that as we continue to do that, the blend will level out and be an attractive kind of combination for exposure going forward.
All right, appreciate that update there, Brett. I also want to address a question that came in after our last interview. The question is kind of focused on valuation, also looks ahead to what will be the main catalyst to drive the value higher in the overall company. The question was saying, what's it going to take for Metalla to make the jump to be considered a major royalty player? We followed along with Metalla almost from the start, and you've done a very good job building up a very impressive portfolio of royalties, and especially some that are cash flowing for you. The company's market valuation has continued to climb, but where do you see the opportunities here when it comes to growing the valuation, becoming almost a major in the royalty sector?
Well, There's two really points. There's two points that I want to focus on from a growth perspective. I mean, obviously, right now I would still consider us a junior, kind of looking to get to mid tier. But even going from mid tier to major, I think it's kind of the same two, I would say, events that would really send us on our way to be a mid tier and inevitably a major in the royalty and streaming business. And the first one is just continuing to execute on our business model, and that's to continue to bring in more accretive transactions. As we bring in more transactions, we get more royalties. I've said this in the past. I believe, in the next 3 years, in the next 3, 4 years, I think we'll have well over 100 royalties. We'll probably have, 10 to 20 producing as a lot of these ones that we're buying in development are coming online and we buy more production. So inevitably, as we continue on this growth profile, that will take us into that mid-tier range and so on. But the one part that we can't necessarily put a timing on it is really the optionality or the exploration upside part of the business, because a lot of the royalties that we have bought are in very strategic trends with some of the largest gold mines in the world, with the biggest counterparties. These are the areas where, really a company can make a significant jump in a very short period of time. Oftentimes, it only takes one or two drill holes. We have, at this point, upwards of 50 assets. So the probability of that happening today versus a year ago versus 2 years ago is significantly higher. I've stated this in the past. We've got, hundreds of millions of dollars that are being put into the ground in some of the most prospective areas on the planet, and this is being put into the ground, being financed by our operators, which are some of the biggest mining companies in the world, and they're for our shareholders' benefit. Our shareholders, when they own a royalty, when we buy a royalty, after we make that acquisition, there's no further capital outlay responsible from our company unless it's part of the agreement, for acquiring the royalty. And so when these companies spend all this money to develop these projects, to drill these projects, to build these projects, they're adding an incredible amount of value. And that all flows back through to the royalty, which is a top-line item. So I wouldn't be surprised, and kind of what we've seen in the past with some of our much bigger, successful predecessors is that, as you continue to grow this portfolio in numbers and you make good acquisitions, on large land packages or royalty coverage over large land packages and in proven geological trends around the world, this is how you position your shareholders for this type of success. And it only takes one. It only takes one. That's what's really important to remember. We've got upwards of 50. It only takes one. When we have upwards of 100, it only takes one. So you can see how the probability over time, as we continue to grow the company, significantly increases for these types of upside surprises. And this is really what the royalty game. This is why I believe that these companies trade at such high premiums, because you never know when it's going to happen. And right now, Metalla is trading at a very attractive valuation compared to peers. We've got a ton of momentum. We've continued to execute and grow the company, bringing in acquisitions on an accretive basis, generating shareholder value. And so we look to kind of continue that. At the same time, on the other side, we are, patiently waiting for one of these upside surprises. And we think as time goes on, it'll continue to increase that probability.
Hey, Brett, you guys have done a very good job growing this royalty company. As I mentioned, just a few years ago, it was just getting off the ground, and now you have a number of royalties and you are cash flowing. Plus, you're looking to make that jump into a major player in the royalty sector. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Brett over at Metalla Royalties, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Brett, again, thanks for your time. Chat with you again soon.
Thank you.